Well, in the evening you have sundown. In the morning you have what?
Sunup.
Mm-hmm. And what do you call the period of 2 weeks?
2 weeks, half a month.
Uh-huh. You ever call it anything else?
Call it 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm. You ever call it a fortnight?
Huh?
Fortnight?
Uh-huh.
And the day before today was what?
Day before today.
Yeah.
Yesterday.
And the day after today?
Tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. And when it's 30 minutes after 7, what do you generally say, what time it is?
Oh. Well, you say it's 20 minutes after 7, aren't you?
When it's 30 minutes after 7.
Oh, half after 7.
Mm-hmm.
Be the same thing, you know.
Uh-huh. Now, ...1960 was last year. 1961 is...
this year.
And, January 2nd... 1960 was exactly
9 months.
Well, this is January 2nd, 1961.
Yeah.
And so January 2nd, 1960 is exactly
past.
Uh-huh.
Year ago yesterday, you see.
Uh-huh. Now, if everything happened in a very short space of time, you'd say everything happened
in a minute.
Uh-huh. Or it happened all
at once.
Now, how do you describe a man that's rather big and has a lot of body to him? He looks like he can do a good day's work.
Call him a beggar. A loafer.
Oh, I don't mean that. I mean, he looks real healthy and he's robust. What was that?
I say he'd be robust looking fella.
Uh-huh. Anything else?
Well, he looked like a big, stout, able-bodied man.
Mm-hmm. You might say that if he can lift a lot of weight, that he's very what?
I don't know.
Well, he's not weak.
Yeah, he's stout.
Uh-huh. Any other word you might use?
No.
What?
He might be made to go to work.
Well, what's the opposite of weak?
Weak means not strength.
Mm-hmm.
See, if you're weak, you can't do much.
Oh, if this cord is